All right, so we're at day, let's see, 24, I think, of the project. So I kind of cut it close last night. Not great. I was, so I didn't watch it all the way up until about 10 again, which is never great. Never great planning, because that means I'm locking myself in to not go to bed until at least 11:30. So I did watch it this time. So this time, it was unremarkable. It's starting to just blur into one big mush pot. There's something to it, so I always try to just, like, get my claws into something that happened. So, I did two things. So the first thing is, at the beginning of the movie, the Gargoyle Queen says that he should stay with them, and then later, she said she is her idea for him to stay with them. Constantly her idea. All the time. And she's the one that gets them in the first place. All this stuff. She's like, you should live with us. Blah, blah, blah. And then later in the movie, she's like, thanks a lot for bringing all the demons. Good job. But, like, they keep bringing him back to their cathedral or whatever. And, like, it's not his fault that the demons keep coming. He doesn't ask for that. And so, I don't know, I didn't like that. That she is the worst. That I don't like her character at all. She's only redeeming because at the end she saves him. Otherwise, she's the worst because she definitely tried to kill him. Which I still don't 100% get. Because it's the whole, like, he's causing a lot of issues, so kill him. Which I don't understand at that point. Because that's near the end of the movie. It's, like, right at the end. That she wants to kill him, so she sends the Gideon gargoyle after him. And I don't understand. I don't get it. Like, why kill him at this point? There was 1,000 other better times to kill him. Now he's actually kind of being nice. I don't know. I mean, she should have killed him at the beginning or just, like, left him alive. If she actually left him alone, he wouldn't be constantly attracting all the demons to their cathedral. They keep grabbing him and bringing him back, they keep grabbing him and bringing him back, like, under the hopes that, what, he's gonna be like, yay, I'm gonna hang out with you guys now. He never wants to hang out with them. Not even at the end of the movie does he want to hang out with them. He doesn't like them, and for good reason, because they're the worst. So, that part still kind of perplexes me. The other thing is, I looked up, the wounded guy, so I was convinced he had to have an accent, and it was confusing because all the gargoyles and humans are English, except, all the gargoyles and humans are English, and then there's a couple demons that are English, like Bill Nighy, and maybe that's it. It felt like they should have been English, so that seems more menacing, anyway, but they're not, and so, the wounded guy, it sounded like he was doing an American accent, because he says everything so, like, pronounced. Like, everything's pronounced, and usually that means that you're struggling with an accent. So, I finally figured out who he was. So, his name is Steve, Mazakius, or something like that. It's like a Greekish last name. He's Australian, so now that makes way more sense, and I think I should have assumed that, because this movie's, filmed in Australia, but that makes his weird accent, like his weird American accent, make more sense. So I watched it more with his Australian-ness in mind that time. So it makes more sense. So that makes more sense why he's like over-pronouncing all his words, like there's a gargoyle. So he's saying everything kind of with like I'm evil voice, but like not. It's not either Australian or American or English. Is this kind of like this weird hybrid. So, but it does make his like, he's wounded make more sense, because I don't know what he's just trying to do. He's doing a thing, but everyone else isn't doing a thing, so it's probably why it's confusing. And also, I finally figured out he does get killed half hour into the movie. There's a demon that after the big first battle where they kill off the characters, actually, like, they the creature grabs a demon and, like, tortures him until he says where they brought the queen. And so that is him, I think. I mean, I'm fairly certain because they're wearing the same clothes and it's the same, like, weird overpronouncy stuff, but that doesn't mean anything. But I think I'm pretty sure it's the same, like, gray shirt with, like, a black jacket. I think it's, like, pretty sure of this stuff. Which is a bummer, because he's a fun character, too. So this movie is constantly kills off all the good characters. Like, all the characters are dead by the end of this movie, which is depressing. Anyway, I liked him, too. Okay, so my high, I guess, was finding out that guy's Australian. Also, he's, like, a trained actor. Like, a British Shakespearean award-winning actor, which was interesting. I didn't miss it, because I saw that trivia during his Wounded monologue, and I'm like, really? So I guess he knew what he was doing. I don't know. And then I got in a bit of a YouTube rabbit hole with Steve, and I found he's, like, starred in a movie, like a short that was completely online, so I looked at that a little bit, and he's pretty good. And then he's in Where the Wild Things Are. I've seen that, but that's cool. So he's not so half bad. I think I didn't give him a lot of credit. I thought he was just a goofball, but he's a real actor. So I need to look more into Mr. Steve here. And I also I'm interested in a couple more actors. Oh, last thing, the thing with Aaron Eckhart screaming like an idiot. The person who mentioned that in that review said he also screamed like an idiot in Dark Knight. So I was like, I don't remember him screaming in Dark Knight. So I looked back, like the part where Harvey Dent is burned in the fire. Oh my gosh, he's the worst screamer I've ever. It's weird. It's like he doesn't know how to scream, so he's like pretending to scream, which just sounds so weird. It's just like, like it's so weird. Like this scream is bad. That actually, the Harvey Dent scream is worse because he's like, like, it's so strange. Like he can't. He screams like he's never screamed before. Like he's only heard about it. It's so bizarre. I think I watched it 3 times. It was the best. So anyway, that was the last watch. Oh, that was my high Australian Wounded Man. And then my low, I don't know. I guess I don't like the ending. They don't understand what it means. So they save Dr. Wade and the creature, the gargoyle the lady does. And they bring him back to the gargoyle castle and she drops him off. And then the creature says that they destroyed the book, which I don't really get why he did that, but I guess, I mean, it's meaningful. I mean, I get in theory, but I don't really understand why he did it. And then they hold hands, but, like, symbolically, and then that's about it. Oh, and then he stands on a building, and he's like, I am my father's son. I, the defender of the humans and destroyer of the demon horde. All that. He sounds like he's about to say, I'm Batman. Like, I don't understand. Is he Batman now? Like, is he just, like a superhero? I don't get it. Is this, like, his origin? I mean, I'm sure they were gonna do a second one, so, I mean, maybe this is, like, his origin story. Now he's Frankenstein Batman. But I don't know. It didn't make any sense. So, I still don't get what that ending's supposed to imply. Like, I mean, I get that he's, like, now wants to defend humans, but, like, against what? Like, he destroyed all the demons. I mean, he did that, so I'm not sure. Like, is he just... I think he might be Batman at this point, unless it's, like, a weird crossover event. So yeah, that's it. That was, I guess, my low. I don't get the ending. I like the ending because that means the movie's over. So I guess maybe I'm always so excited that I'm not really paying attention to it. Because I'm like, oh, Defender of the Night! Dear Defender of the Demon Horde! Yay! Okay, I'm almost done. And then it's Frankenstein. Ba-na-na-na-na. Yeah, turn it off. Like so. Maybe I need to be more patient with this movie and actually watch the ending more carefully. So that's it for Wednesday's watch. Writing, I wrote some more. I started writing, so I was trying to finish the scene I'd already started where he watched the video, he's in the bathroom, he locked himself in, and then his wife comes in. And I wasn't writing her bad before, but I started writing her bad now. And
She's not bad, because I was trying to think of how, like, she just kind of selfish right now. She wants him to... So, in theory, I'm going to swing around that she, since he didn't die in the attack, which was her original plan, her second backup plan is that she's going to, like, get him as much, like, ring him for all the publicity she can, and then, she will, like, he'll die later, but, like, when he's at max publicity so she can get the publicity. So I'm thinking that, so she wants to get him back to work, but she can't be too obvious about it. So I'm playing her, like, kind of, I don't know, she's not nice. She's going to be, like, a little mad at him, I guess. I don't know. So I had her play, like, a little bit more short-fused and impatient with him, and it's his perspective, so he's kind of already really mad, so it doesn't feel super weird. So I'm going to try that out for a little bit, see if writing her like that and writing it like that makes sense. I think it won't change a lot of his plot right now, because they kind of have the same goals. It'll probably, as it goes on later, we'll change it. So that's where I'm at. I have a 4-day weekend, next 4 days, so I'm about to 23,000 words. My goal is to be at least, I probably can get to 30. That shouldn't be a big problem. That'd be my goal. So I'm going to go for 30 by Tuesday, so that should be 100% doable. And I have a big update to give you. Okay, so that's it for Wednesday's update. I will talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.